The book of Psalms, 119th Psalm, Psalm 119. Brother Tommy Walton said he didn't think I had great faith after it was about a few minutes till, and I looked around and it seemed like we didn't have much of a crowd, and I said, boy, I should never have, you should never tell people in advance you're going to preach on Bible memorization. I think some Christians, the whole idea is if I just skip out and I don't hear it, I'm not accountable. But I've got to admit, my lack of faith was rewarded. People did come. It looks about as full as normal, so I'm sorry about that. For a few minutes there, instead of saying, oh ye of little faith, I was up here saying, oh me of little faith, you know. I'm glad that you turned out tonight. I'm glad that you're faithful. I want to challenge you in this area of Bible memorization. But first, let's read the scriptures. Can we stand, please, this evening for the reading of God's word? And let's begin in verse 9, the 119th Psalm, verse number 9. Wherewithal shall young man cleanse his way? That's a question. Here's the answer. By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee, O let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Well, I want to keep reading. It's hard to turn this psalm off. But David was in love with the Word of God. David was in love with the precepts and principles, the judgments, the statutes of the Bible. And he makes an amazing statement in verse number 11. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. And we're going to talk tonight about the importance of Bible memorization. Let's go to our Lord in prayer, shall we? Heavenly Father, now, Lord, we need you. We need you in a mighty way tonight. I, Lord, don't want to try to talk anybody into anything. What I'd like, Lord, is to present some Bible truths and have the Holy Spirit of God convince us all of the merit of what is contained in the Word of God. And Lord, I pray that you would help us. I mean the person who maybe is sitting here tonight most skeptical. I'm talking about the one that's already decided, well, you know what, that's for other people, but that's not for me. I pray that you'd help us to approach this with an open heart. Now, Lord, Bible memorization is something that all of us can do. It covers a wide span, all the way down to some of the smallest children in this room. They can participate. And Lord, I pray that you'd just individually, please, go around the room and deal with every heart. And Lord, I'm excited about this. I feel there's such a need in my life personally to get back to a regular scheduled memorization of the Bible. I know you've dealt with me in this area, and Lord, I pray, dear God, that you would just encourage us tonight and bless us through the Word of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You can be seated. This summer when we went to teen camp, evangelist Greg Locke preached in our teen camp. I haven't heard anybody for a long time quote, as they were preaching, as much scripture as I heard Brother Locke quote. It reminded me of a great deal of listening to Brother Ron Comfort when I was a teenager. And Brother Ron Comfort was one of those evangelists. We went down to Tennessee Temple and he spoke one time at the winter retreat. And that man was a memorization machine. And memorized the Bible and quoted dozens and dozens, scores and scores, I think sometimes hundreds of verses in a single message. And I've always, you know, you can't hear that and not be impressed. You can't hear that and not really almost be convicted. And Bible memorization is an important thing. Brother Locke at some point during the course of the week stopped and mentioned and said, I've got a few things back on the table. A couple of the folks have asked me about how do I memorize so much scripture. He said there's a little DVD back there. It gives a presentation. It'll help you as far as giving you a plan to memorize scripture, and you might want to pick it up. He said, I just got a few of them. Now, being a good Baptist, I've learned some things. If you'll wait and not rush back and buy something, somebody else in your group will, and then you can borrow it from them later, amen? And so, yeah, I wasn't born yesterday, so I know. And one of our young men, Nathan, said, boy, Brother Jerry, did you hear that? I said, yeah, you better go get one. I'm gonna. And he ran back there and spent his money, and right now it's laying in there on my desk, you know. And it's all right. You know, they're at that age, they're not supposed to be very smart. And so I don't really want them to really get very smart, because then I'll have to wait for a generation that knoweth not the tricks, you know, to come up. But anyway, he did allow me, thank you, he did allow me the opportunity to borrow that, and I appreciate it. And I listened to it, and it was very, very good. I think Bible memorization is important. I got involved in Bible memorization, of course, heavily when I first came to Blessed Hope Baptist School as a junior in high school. And when we started the ACE school here, Dad wisely incorporated within our regular schedule Bible memorization. Our young people to this day still memorize large portions of Scripture, and they do it on, they have a monthly Bible reading section that they do, and we've done this for years. And I was just reading that. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin. You know what? You know why I can say that? Because I learned it when I was a junior in high school here at Blessed Hope Baptist School. And folks, I think that, you know, when we get a little older in life, we want to say, well, yeah, boy, you know what? They better memorize it when they're young. Boy, children can memorize some. And you know what it is? To be honest, the truth is, that's a fact, is that the younger you are, the more uncluttered your mind is. It's easier to memorize things. But we've got to be careful that we just don't use that as an excuse to quit memorizing the Bible when we get out of high school. And I want to encourage those of you that have graduated from school in the last few years. And, you know, one of the reasons I want to start what we're starting is, you know, we sometimes graduate from high school, we get out of the youth group, and we leave behind some basics that were important. And so I wanted to look at that. When I graduated from high school and went off to Bible college, I went my first year, and I was, again, somewhat convicted over the fact that I had kind of left Bible memorization behind. I decided during my freshman year of Bible college that I would memorize the Bible. And I don't know if I, to be honest with you, you know, you think back, whether God used a message, he probably did, or something that was said in a Bible class. I'm sure there was something, some human instrument that God used to prompt my heart about this, convict my heart about it. And I decided that I would develop a Bible memory program, only instead of like we did at the school, I would try to memorize by topics. Being a young preacher, what I did was I took a list of the basic doctrines of the Bible, doctrines that I knew I would one day have to defend, earnestly contend for the faith, and I would memorize five verses that would be connected with each of the basic doctrines of the Bible. And I took a week at a time, and I memorized five verses, picked one topic, for instance, on the blood of Christ, or on the assurance of your salvation, or on eternal security, and I memorized five verses connected with that. I'd memorize one Monday, one Tuesday, one Wednesday, one Thursday, one Friday, and I would review as I was going. I always had Mondays much stronger than I had Fridays, because then I'd take Saturday and Sunday and try to review, and then I'd start on a different subject. I did that all through my freshman year. When I came back here from to school after my freshman year, I returned back here to work. The only summer I came back between college, I got a job and worked for Johnny Waterman's father, John Waterman, and worked construction. And I continued through that. Now, there was two main areas that I targeted in my Bible memorization. And this is just what I knew the Lord needed to do. I memorized according to basic Bible doctrine, so I would be strong in my Bible doctrine. And also, I specifically picked groups of scriptures that topically dealt with areas in my life that I struggled in. And we'll talk a little more about that in just a little bit. But I did that my freshman year. I did it the summer after my freshman year. I did it into my sophomore year. And then sometime during my sophomore year, I decided to change up a little bit, and I redirected those energies into more, you know, when you're in Bible college, you're very limited on how much time you have. You know, this is kind of crazy. You go to Bible college, but probably the hardest thing to do is find time to spend in the Bible. You know, that's true. Those of you that are getting ready to go back to Bible college, I know you hear this statement all the time, but it really is one of the easiest places in the world to backslide. You start thinking, well, I hear so much Bible and I'm in chapel every day. And pretty soon you almost justify not memorizing scripture, justify not studying your Bible, justify sometimes even not reading your Bible and having a personal walk with God. That's dangerous. And so, but I didn't do that. I didn't forsake the Bible. I just kind of laid the memorization of the scripture aside. I spent more time in topical studies. I spent a lot of time meditating on the Bible and meditating on those topical studies. But from that day, except for coming back in the last 11 years and being involved with the young people in the monthly Bible scripture, I have never since that time, I know that's been a long time ago, but since that time really had a systematic week by week memorization system. When I was listening to Brother Locke preach, and I go to everything that we go to with an open heart, I don't take the teens down to teen camp so God can speak just to teenagers. I take the teens down to teen camp in anticipation of what God's going to speak to me about. And I've never ever gone to something like that where at the course of the week God specifically deals with my heart about certain areas that He wants me to do something new in, or to go into maybe claim unclaimed ground that I haven't claimed yet, start something new, or maybe revive something that I used to do. And in one of the services, and by the way, Brother Locke never preached on Bible memorization, but just over the course of the week, I was so impressed by the Holy Spirit that God wanted me to come back from camp and to begin to organize and revive that system of memorization that I used to do when I was in Bible college. And then I listened to the CD, and same thing. Brother Locke covered a lot of the same methods of Bible memorization, which we'll get to in just a minute. Now, before we get into all of that, I want to spend just a few minutes going through the Word of God and showing you what the Bible has to say about Bible memorization. Now, this morning I gave you on the back of your, on the back of your bulletin, I'll find it here. We have this week's scripture memorization, and we'll go over this in just a minute. But I want to define, can I define for you what scripture memorization really is? Can I give you kind of a Bible definition of scripture memorization? I love Proverbs 3:3, you see, because by a scripture memorization, it says this: let not mercy and truth forsake thee, bind them about thy neck, write them upon, watch this, write them upon the tables of thy heart. And I think that scripture memorization is the writing of God's word upon the tables of your heart. Did you get that? Did you get that? I think a scripture memorization is writing God's word upon the tables of your heart, upon the table of your heart. And so that'll give you a somewhat of a definition of memorization. It's not just a mind memorizing a sequence of words. It's scripture being written upon the table of your heart. And so I wanted to start by giving you some advantages, some blessings that come along, some benefits, if you will, that come along with scripture memorization. And let me just give these to you real quick. Number one, I believe scripture memorization will help prevent you from sinning. Now, we started in Psalms 119, verse 11, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee." Now, that tells me that if you memorize the Bible will keep you from sinning. You know, the Bible, this is an old saying, and I don't know who said it first, but long ago it's been repeated all over the country. The Bible will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from the Bible. Did you get that? The Bible will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from the Bible. And one of the advantages of memorizing Scripture is that it will help protect you or keep you from sin. You say, well, how does that happen? All right. Number two, scripture memorization, I think, helps prevent you from sinning because it gives you the ability to overcome temptations. Overcome temptations. Now, we're not going to forsake a time, go there, but Matthew chapter 4 is the story, one of the places in the Gospels where God chronicles the events of the temptation of Jesus Christ. Now, you all know, most of you have been saved a long time, you know where I'm going with this. But when Jesus did battle with Satan, the weapon that he used was scripture that he had memorized, that he had written on the tables of his heart. And every single time that the devil attacked Jesus didn't try to use logic. Jesus didn't try to talk to him in a logical fashion or out argue him. He just says, as it is written, as it is written, as it is written. Now, folks, listen to me. The devil's not scared of how smart you are. The devil's not scared of how witty you are. This devil's not scared how much riches you have or how rich you are. He doesn't bother. Listen, the only thing that I think strikes fear in the heart of the devil is a Christian that has their scriptural gun loaded. They know the Bible. They're willing to shoot. Listen, he can't stand up against God's word. He can't stand up against God's word. He said, Brother Jerry, I'll carry the Bible with me, or I keep one in the truck, or I listen to the preaching, or I listen to it on tape. That's all good. But you know what? Satan will bushwhack you at times when you don't have it handy. And really, there's no shortcut to the memorization of God's word. It will help you to overcome temptation. Number three, scripture memorization will enable you to gain victory over besetting sins. Scripture memorization will enable you to gain victory over besetting sins. And this is what I talked about earlier. Let me quote or read to you Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. I told you when I did my memorization and began my memorization program back when I was a freshman and over that summer and into my sophomore year, two areas I targeted was getting the Bible doctrines down where I'd be able to defend the faith and know by heart and memory verses to back up what I say that I believe. And then also, I especially wrote down areas of my life that I knew I was weak, that I knew that Satan had a foothold, or Satan had a way of tripping me up in. And I just went through the scriptures and found five verses that addressed that. And you know what? Once I had those memorized, listen to me. Boy, this will help you if you'll get it. Once I had those memorized, when I would face that temptation, when I'd have to face that besetting sin, I could begin all automatically to rattle off and to quote five verses. You know, I didn't have a six shooter, but I had a five shooter. And Jesus used one verse for each temptation, and it worked. I figured I'm not as good as Jesus. I better have five, amen? And so I used five verses, and this is the honest truth. During that year and a half, 2 year stretch where I was doing that, I was able for the first time in my life to gain complete victory over areas of my life that I struggled with for years before. Are you listening to me? I got to, you know, it's just great to get to the point where something that used to be a horrific problem in your life just isn't that much of a problem anymore. You can gain victory over sin. But you're not going to do it with your own wit. You're not going to do it with your own strength. You're not going to do it with your own willpower. You're going to do it through the power of the Word of God. Amen. And so scripture memorization can help you with your besetting sin. There's folks in this room. I guarantee you there's folks in this room that has battled and fought the same sin, sometimes for years and years, some for decades and decades. And the honest truth is, right here in your hand, laying in your lap, is the answer to your problems. And so get into the Bible and target those verses, find verses that apply to that. And when old Smutty Face shows up with his little bag of tricks and he comes up with the same old thing, you know what? You just begin to all of a sudden shoot the scriptures at him. You're going to find out he's going to flee. He's going to flee, you see. And so scripture memorization will help you to gain victory over besetting sins. Number four, scripture memorization will allow you to obey the command to meditate upon the scriptures day and night. Now, I'm a big believer in Bible meditation. Matter of fact, I one of the arguments I use with the Holy Spirit is I've invested a lot of time. Even though I haven't spent a lot of time in individual memorization, I spend most of my time in biblical meditation. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. It's a little easier for me to do that than it might be for the average church member because of the fact that I have the privilege of being in the full-time ministry. That's just the honest truth. I spend more time studying my Bible than you probably would have the time to study your Bible. I have more time to meditate. You know why? Because that's part of the responsibilities is to see to it that we are active in the ministry of the Word, in prayer and the ministry of the Word. And I got to thinking about that, and I thought, you know, that's good and that's great. And I still think that it's important for every church member to meditate on the Bible. Can I give you a couple verses? Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Now, we all know that verse. And boy, we've heard it preached on dozens of times. Then why aren't we successful? Hello? Why aren't we successful then? Because we don't really meditate on the Word of God. Now listen, you're probably not going to meditate if you don't memorize first. Now, the way I've done a lot of times is a lot of times what I'll do, I read my Bible. I've done this for years. I'll jot down scripture. I've got scriptures hanging in my office. I got scriptures. A lot of times I'll have them in the vehicle with me. And if I have a verse that I feel like I need to get something out of, or God spoke to my heart about, I'll carry it around in a cart. I'll pull it out at times and I'll meditate on that verse. And I think that's all good. But you know what? If it's memorized, you're going to be in a much better position to spend time meditating on it. Psalms 1, verse 1 through 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. How are you going to do that if you don't have the Bible? Day and night? Day and night? Well, listen, you can't always have a Bible open. You men that are working, and you've got to be active, and your hands are busy. I mean, you can't just stop every few seconds and pull a card out or have a Bible in front of you. You don't have that type of a job. But if it's up here in your mind, if it's written upon the tables of your heart, you can meditate on that. You can obey that. And it's amazing what it goes on to say there. But listen, blessed is the man that walketh not. But then it goes on to say, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And what will be the result of that? Watch this. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Here's the question of tonight. How's your whatsoevers? How's your whatsoevers? Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. How's your whatsoevers? And again, folks, I'm going to tell you something. We spend our thinking time on everything and anything. I'm not just talking about evil thinking. I'm just talking about wrong thinking. David said, vain thoughts do I hate. Vain thoughts I hate. You know, a lot of times we just spend it on empty things, meaningless things, daydreaming. Just sit there and work an 8-hour shift and haven't had really one spiritual thought the whole time. We just, you know, let our mind chase this way and chase that way. At the end of the day, we've not produced anything with our thinking. We've had a day to think, and we haven't used it to the glory of God. And so Bible meditation, listen, scripture memorization will allow you to obey the command to meditate upon the scriptures day and night. If you're always memorizing scripture, then you'll have an opportunity to meditate and to chew on that and to get everything out of it. And number five, scripture memorization will help you to clean your heart and mind. Listen, it's going to give you victory in your thought life. It'll keep your heart clean, your mind clean, if you're memorizing scripture. 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Philippians 4:8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Well, let's see. We've got true, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report. If there's any virtue, any praise. You know, that's a beautiful description of the Word of God. Amen? You can't go wrong spending time thinking about the Bible. Now, why? If you're thinking about these things, it's going to keep your heart clean. It's going to keep your mind clean. You see, well, a lot of times what we do, there's young men, there's young ladies, there's people right here in this room that are struggling in your thought life. You're struggling in your thought life. You know why? Because you don't have anything to occupy. Listen, you need to replace the evil with good. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. You can go inside and you can run the demons of hell out and sweep it all up. But if you don't replace something in there, he's just going to get sevenfold what he had before and come back in and torment you more. And so listen, the way to overcome evil is with good. And you know, same principle replacement. Young person comes forward and gives up rock music and then leaves a vacuum. Doesn't put in good Christian music in its place, leaves a vacuum. Pretty soon that wrong music will be back in there. It's stronger than ever. And see, so you've got to do something here, and the scripture memorization will help to cleanse your mind. Now listen, I'm going to tell you a beautiful story that I read, and it was in an illustration book. But there was a young man that was talking to this older preacher about scripture memorization. He was arguing why he couldn't memorize scripture or why it was a waste of time. He said, "Brother, listen, I memorized scripture. I tried that, but I just can't seem to retain all of it." He said, my mind won't retain it all. I'll work a week or two, and then I'll realize, man, I can't remember back to 3 weeks ago, and I try to review, and I'm trying to do all this. Now watch this. The man said, I understand what you're saying. Let me show you. Let me illustrate what you're saying. He took him out to an old water pump, the old pump, you know. And he said, put your hand up like that. So he began to pump out the water. And a lot of the water went right there in his hand. And a lot of it splashed over the side through his fingers. He said, what you're saying is when you there's just too much. I mean, you're trying to pour all this in. You can't retain it. And he said, exactly. See how much of it's falling down? See how much of it's all on the ground? See how little of all that you've pumped is still in my hand? And he just kept pumping. Said, just stay there a minute. He said, yeah, I'll see it. See that? And finally said, when he got done after a few minutes, he said, now do you understand? And he said, let me ask you to do something, son. Take a look at your hands. How clean are they? Take a look at your hands. How clean are they? All of a sudden he looked and said, wow. You know, folks, it's just amazing. You keep the Word of God going through your mind. You do this week by week by week. You know what? If I'm not going to come up to you and say, I promise you I won't do this if you won't do it to me, okay? I'm not going to come up to you and say, 6 weeks ago the subject was such and such. Now, some of you out there, you know, you're already decided. Well, I'm going to tell you, no program that you can't retain everything. You don't remember everything you've ever learned in your life, and you won't. And I'll tell you something else. If you've memorized it and you do it according to how I show you, I think you will remember a lot of it. But the Holy Spirit can also bring to your remembrance the thing that you've learned when you need it. You retain, by the way, a lot more than you think you retain. You see, it just takes a trigger sometimes, something to happen, and then the Holy Spirit gives you that verse back that you've hid and written on the tables of your heart, and at one time spent an entire week going over and over and over. He'll give you what you need of that verse to face the temptation you need to face. Amen? And so I like that. You know, I'll be honest with you. I don't worry about how much water's in my hand. I just keep pouring the water over my hands. I don't even got to worry about how much I retain in my mind. I just want to keep pouring the water, the washing of the Word of God over my mind. If I keep the pump handle going, I don't worry how much is in my hand. I just know that it's going to do the cleansing effect. And boy, all of a sudden you begin to get into scripture memorization and meditation. And you know what you find out? Your mind is cleaner than it's ever been. Your heart's cleaner than it's ever been. You can't come in constant contact with the Bible without it cleaning you up. And so that's why I want to encourage you, no matter what capacity or how small of capacity you feel like you have, if you'll just keep pouring the water on, folks, you'll stay clean. Amen. Let me give you the last introductory thought. Number 6, scripture memorization will help you answer skeptics who question your convictions. 1 Peter 3:15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. You know, a lot of people come up, and young people, teenagers, you know what? They come up to you and they want to question your dress standards, question your convictions, question your holy living. You know what? If you don't have Bible verses, you don't have an answer for them. And I think it's important that what we do, we back up with Scripture. Amen. 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 That's good for us. You know, if we don't have Scripture to back it up, then what are we doing? Okay, and so you need to have biblical reasons. There's going to be people, skeptics, that will come to you. You need to be able to be ready to give them an answer. Not only that, but there's going to be people, other Christians, that come to you for advice and encouragement. And you know what? They're struggling in an area of their life. And boy, if you can give them 4 or 5 verses in that area, man, all of a sudden that's going to be what they need for the moment. It makes us properly prepared to give an answer to either the skeptic or the person who may be struggling with that area of their life. And folks, you can't bless anybody more than just giving them the Bible. I just wish that most of our advice was quoted Scripture. I wish most advice that Christians give to other Christians would just be word by word quoted Scripture. Okay, and honestly, folks, if you're going to be in the advice and counsel business, if you've decided that you're capable of doing that, and you ought to be involved in that, make sure what you're telling other people is scriptural. If you don't have Bible verses, you know what? My opinion, your opinion don't amount to a hoot. What the Bible amount is what's important, what the Bible says, okay? So that'll maybe give you some encouragement as we look at this matter of scripture memorization. Now, we're going to finish up real quick. You say, that was your introduction. Yes, I know. But we're just going to real quickly outline to you how to memorize the scripture and the program that we're going to start here. I'm going to give you several things about the scripture And if you have this thing, you may want to pull it out and look at it, okay? And if not, there's extra ones back there that we've printed off. And we're going to, by the way, we're changing this year. We're going to take the entire school and put them on this topical week-by-week Bible memorization program. I don't think what we were doing before was wrong. I think it was great. And boy, I've been blessed by it. But we're just going to try this for something different. All of the young people in our school is going to be involved in this week-by-week scripture memorization, topical scripture memorization. Now, I like to memorize the Bible topically. I like to memorize the Bible topically. Now, I think it's a wonderful thing to be able to memorize portions of Scripture, sections of Scripture. I think that there's certain sections of Scripture everybody ought to be able to say by memory. Our young people know Psalms chapter number 1. They know the 100th Psalm. They know the 23rd Psalm. They know these things. Most people know that. I think it's a wonderful thing to do that. But I think that topically it will help you because, you know what? You face issues one at a time. And you need answers to these, ready answers to these issues in your life. So first of all, let me just mention this about our program. It's going to be a topical memorization of Scripture. All right, we're going to take a topic and we're going to assign 3 verses to be memorized during the week. You say, Brother Jerry, you used to do 5. Why 3? Well, I'm going to tell you why 3 in just a minute, okay? Number 2, I want you to spend, now listen, you'll get this every Sunday, okay? Get this every Sunday. And then they'll be on the back of the bulletin. If that's not enough, there'll be extras back there that you can pick up. I didn't originally do it this way, but I like it. Now, number 2. First of all, we're going to memorize topically. Number 2, I'm going to encourage you to take the Monday, the first day of the week, when you get up and you start on your new week's work, I want you to memorize the references first, the 3 references first in order. In chronological order. And we'll always print them out in chronological order, okay? I think it just makes it easier. If you know the books of the Bible, it makes it easier to remember them 1, 2, 3 if they're in chronological order. And so Psalms 119 verse 11, Psalms 119 verse 97, Proverbs 3:3. You say, that's it for Monday? That's it for Monday. How about that? Can you do that? Now, I'll tell you the honest truth is, the biggest fear I had going back into this was, and I kid about this all the time. I said it to our kids the other day. And I know a lot of scripture by memory, but I don't know a lot of references by memory. Okay? I always kid and say, well, you know what? I just memorized God's word. I don't memorize the references because they're not inspired. That's worked pretty good for all these years for me, you know, and it gets me off the hook. I'll be honest with you. For me personally, one of the hardest things to memorize is number sequences or numbers. That's just me. I know now some of you are shaking your head, yes, but you're the same people walk around and you're a walking phone book. I mean, I can ask you any phone number of anybody in the church and you know it. You know, we say we can't. You know the address of everybody in the church. You know all of your password numbers. I know none of those things. I have to call my wife at home for her to tell me what our number is. You'll get that in just a minute, all right? But almost that bad. I mean, honestly, I'm almost that bad. I can phone home, and that's about it. I know the church number, and a lot of times I get confused where I'm at. I'm at home, I pick up the phone, hello, Blessed Hope Baptist Church, can I help you? Or I'll pick up the phone here, hello, Ross's, I'm so confused all of the time is where I'm at. But numbers are tough for me. It really is. My biggest challenge is going to get to be through Monday. I mean, if I can get 3 verses in sequence memorized, that's good. You know, so I'll work on that and I'll do the best I can. But if you just got 3, it's not too bad. If they're in chronological order, it helps. Psalms 119 verse 11, Psalms 119 verse 97, Proverbs 3:3. Now, I've had this week to work on it, okay? And so you get them done. Now, that gives you, listen, if you'll just say this, scripture memorization, Psalms 119 verse 11, Psalms 119 verse 97, Proverbs 3:3. Scripture meditation or scripture memorization, and just do that. Do the topic and the 3 references and say that over and over and over and over. Now, for some of you, that's going to come very easily and come very quickly. And if it does, then start on the first verse. But I'm saying on Monday, I like achievable goals. Everybody in here is busy. My biggest fear, and I think the biggest reason for most people failing in projects, is that they bite off more than they can chew. I would rather see you attain small amounts and be victorious than I would take on too much and quit in 3 weeks. So on Monday, just memorize the 3 references, okay? The subject of the week and be able to say the 3 references. And on Tuesday, number 3, that memorize 1 verse a day Tuesday through Thursday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. On Tuesday, master Psalms 119:11. On Wednesday, master Psalms 119, verse 97. And on Wednesday, memorize Proverbs 3:3. Now, why, and I just want to say, I'll just throw this out. And no, I'm going to cover that in a second, am I? I'll wait on that then, okay? Let me just stay focused here. Memorize one verse a day, one on Tuesday, one on Wednesday, and one on Thursday, okay? Memorize one verse a day on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Number four, use Friday through Sunday to write it upon the tables of thine heart. Now by Friday, you're getting up and you know the subject. You can say scripture memorization. Psalms 119, verse 11. Psalms 119, verse 97. Proverbs 3:3. Psalms 119, verse 11. Thy word have I hidden in mine heart that I may not sin against thee. Psalms 119, verse 97. Watch this one because we misquote it. Oh, how love I thy law. I worked on this, okay? That's hard. They've even written a scripture song. And they've switched those words around. We don't talk like that. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Proverbs 3:3. Proverbs 3:3, amen? Proverbs 3:3. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tables of thine heart. Okay, and so you do it in sequence. Then on Friday, you do it together. Saturday, you do it together. Sunday, that gives you 3 days to work on getting them in sequence. Work on getting them in sequence and memorizing them. Now, I'll tell you something else that we'll do, okay? All right, let me go on. During Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, when you're repeating these throughout the week, begin then to spend as much time, watch this, meditating upon the content of the scripture as you do memorizing the words. And most of you in here, by Friday, halfway through Saturday, you're going to be pretty good on it. That's good. I want you to still quote it and I want you to say it. But you know what? You need to then begin to think about and meditate about what you're quoting. You know, I run into these people all the time. Folks that are in church, out of church, and they haven't gone for years. And you begin to talk. Hey, or you say, yeah, I got saved when I was a child. I used to go to a WANA program. I got a trophy in one of the boxes somewhere for memorizing 1,000 verses. Or 2,000 verses. I memorized 10,000 verses while I was in the WANA program. And they're living in sin. They're not even in church. What happened? Folks, listen to me. It's not just a matter of priding on ourselves. Watch out for pride, by the way, in this. The only problem with succeeding at anything is pretty soon we get to think we're pretty tough stuff. But watch out. It's not about how many verses you can say. Listen, if you can just say a sequence of words together and you don't take any time to meditate upon what that's saying. You know, watch. Let me just share that verse with you again because I want you to hear this. Watch this. This book of the law will not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. See, that's the difference between meditation and memorization. Memorization is just memorizing a bunch of words in sequence. You can get a sticker up there or something. Meditation is saying, you know what? I'm going to think about this, what this says. I'm going to squeeze everything out of it with the heart intent of obeying everything that God says in those verses for me to do. That's when scripture memorization and meditation begins to transform you daily in your life. Boy, I hope you got that, okay? And so don't. That's why I think we ought to take Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's why I decided it'd be better to go 3 verses and have more time to really get them down pat and to then begin to meditate upon them and with a heart that's in tune to want to obey what God has to say and make adjustments and grow through this than it is, hey, oh, I memorized 10 verses or I memorized 20 verses this week or whatever and not really be changed because of our contact with the Word of God. Now, I'll be honest with you, there's different capabilities and differences in this room, and I'll get to that in a minute. Let me give you 2 more things, and then we're going to wrap it up. Number 6, this is something that I listened to Greg Locke say this on the tape, and I thought it was very interesting. He said that he believes that we memorize much better if we're engaged in some kind of physical activity. He says walking. If you'll walk. You know, some of you that you know, here's what most of us, 2 areas of our life we're not doing real good in. Number 1, exercise. Hello. All right. The altar will be open in just a minute. All right. We all talk about it. We all know we ought to and all this other stuff. We don't exercise and we don't memorize scripture. What would be neat if we just combine those two? You know, if we decided we'd turn the treadmill on every morning, tape a verse to it and spend 10, 15 minutes walking and spending that time memorizing the Bible. You know, bodily exercise profiteth little. So you know what? If you're just exercising, you're just getting a little profit. How much more profit would you be if you memorized Scripture while you were exercising? Amen. And so there's an idea for you. You might just take that. He said that he gives an illustration on his tape about a young lady at one of the camps that sat at a picnic table and sat there for 30 or 45 minutes and couldn't memorize these three verses. And he walked over to her. I just want you to trust me. He said, I pointed to an oak tree that was about several hundred yards away. He said, I want you to walk to that oak tree, and while you're walking, and walk back. And he said, work on memorizing when you're physically active. And he said she took that short walk, came back, said, I got it. And so I'll just throw that out to you, okay? And then I do think a lot of times some physical activity, I'll throw out something while I'm talking about this point that might help you. But this is one of the things I do. And I know it's weird, but it helps me a tremendous amount to remember the Scripture. I do a lot of hand movements while I'm memorizing Scripture, okay? And so I'll say something like, Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against Thee. Now, that may not seem like a big deal to you, but it helps me. I think anytime you equate some physical, like Thy word, because then you know what I'm thinking of next? If I get stuck there, I remember that I always go like this next. Then I go like this. Then I go like this. Then I go like this. And besides that, I can be a deaf interpreter one of these days too, you see, if it ever works out where God gives me an opportunity to do that, you know. And by the way, it works if you're a preacher, because you can stand up here and people give you extra points because you're using Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin. You know, it looks like you're preaching, all right? So, you know, and so it works. It might be a little strange for some of you, and you're driving down the road and you're doing this number, but anyway. I'll just tell you that really helped me. When I do Psalms 119 verse 97, I think heart and mind, because this is what it's saying. Oh, how I love Thy law. David said, I love it in my heart. It is my meditation all the day. That's the two movements. Oh, how I love Thy law. It is my meditation all the day. And that helps me to remember. David was saying, I'm benefited in two ways. It makes my heart tender, and it gives me something to think about all day long. It makes me meditate. So I'll remember. And let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tables of thine heart. And that helps me. And so I'll just throw that out to you. We'll probably get some verses that are very interesting to try to act out. Amen. And it may not always work that easily for you, but that's just a little thing that's helped me. All right. And so then let me give you this last thing. Choose a level. Choose a level to work on. Now, I've given you three verses here because I really believe that most folks can, if they'll follow this system, if they'll start Monday and memorize the references, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, memorize the verses, and take Friday through Saturday, I really believe that most of us in this room can tackle it. I guarantee you, there's folks in here that are much more gifted in this area. You may want to be challenged to go for five verses. You may be able to say, well, Brother, I'm going to take the three that you give, but I'm going to go to the Bible myself on Sunday afternoon or Monday morning. I'm going to seek out a couple more verses because memorization comes more easily to me. Hey, that's fantastic. There may be somebody in this room that just says, I mean, honestly, folks, I think sometimes we don't realize some folks' limitation. I'm not talking about as far as being smart or intellectual. I just think something that comes easy to some person may come difficult to someone else. You know, if you just took the first verse, and just got it every week, I really think you ought to go for three. I'm telling you, you ought to go for three. But if you just did one and did it every week, you know, at the end of this time next year, you'd have 52 verses memorized. You know, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I don't think it's as near as good as 156. And I'd like to see it. You know, we have a tendency to look for the easiest thing to do. Let this challenge you a little bit. But at the same time, I'd rather see you succeed consistently at what you feel like you can handle than try too much and in a few weeks already decided you can't do this or you're not going to be involved in it, okay? And so again, I've got to leave some of these things, of course, up between you and God. You pray about that, think about it, but choose your levels. Let me review. Memorize topically. We'll have a topic a week. We're going to memorize the references first on Monday, and then on Tuesday, the first verse, Wednesday, the second verse, Thursday, the third verse. On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we'll review these verses to get them down pat and be able to quote them together. So you'll say the topic. You'll say the three references. Then you'll quote the three scriptures. And again, that'll be good. But while you're doing that, meditate on them and chew on them and think about what they're saying. and with a heart that desires to obey them, okay? Let the Word of God change you. And then number six, use hand movements or walk while you're doing some physical activity that'll help you absorb. And then choose your level and shoot for something and try this. Now, I hope that you'll get involved in this. I really do. I hope the children. Now, by the way, if you're enrolled in Blessed Hope Baptist School, you will be involved in this. All right? Okay? No, you're not going to get a choice in this. You know, you can't come to me tomorrow and say, Pastor, I prayed about this and God wants me to do. I'm the one verse person. All right? I'll say, no, you're not. No, you're not. You're a three verse person, amen. And so this will give our young people on Monday, they'll memorize the references. On Tuesday, one verse. Wednesday, the second verse. Thursday, the third verse. By Friday, when they leave, they'll need to have quoted the topic, the three references and the verses together. And boy, they are at an age, praise the Lord, we need to get it into them while they are at that age where it is a lot easier to memorize than others. So I want you to think about this and pray about this. I do think, to be honest with you folks, that most people that stay with a program like this do so if they have some level of accountability. Are we like that or not? Okay. If we have some level of accountability, I think we do a lot better. And you know, some of you young people may just want to tag team on this. You may just want to say, hey man, every Sunday I'm going to find you. You're going to tell me and I'm going to tell you. I think that's a great thing. I think that's an encouragement. That's a positive thing. Hey teenagers, if you could stand out there on the porch for an hour after every church service and talk about everything under the sun, couldn't you take 3 minutes and work on your verses and make sure that you're accountable to somebody? I just think that that's a good thing. I think husbands and wives could work together. I think fathers could orchestrate this and just use this as part of what would help your family. And I'm not telling you, I'm not putting anybody on a guilt trip about anything. And I just think some things you have to go before the Lord and see what He wants you to do. But I'm just going to challenge you to get involved in it. At whatever level you feel like you can, I want you to get involved with it and encourage your family to be involved in it and encourage yourself. And now, listen, a just man falleth how many times? And riseth up again. Listen, don't get discouraged if you mess up a week. Easiest thing in the world to do is just quit on something like this. You're going to have an advantage in this. Even if you fall away and don't do it for a couple weeks, if you keep coming to Blessed Hope Baptist Church and you still get handed a bulletin, there's a new chance waiting every week, amen? And I'm just here to tell you that Jerry Ross has found out that God's not only the God of a second chance, but a third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, how long we got? 9th, 10th, 11th, and thank God He is. His patience and His mercy endureth forever. And so somewhere along the line, you may stumble a little bit, and then we'll preach sometime down the road. You'll get under conviction, come back, get a bulletin on the way out, and try again, amen? But a just man, doesn't say a wicked man, it says a just man falls 7 times. You know, good people sometimes just fail in the doing of good. But a just man falleth 7 times, but you know what? He riseth up again. And so just keep after. Let the water of God's word pour over and do its cleansing power. And let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that You'd speak to hearts. I pray that You'd speak to hearts about this. And Lord, I do pray, dear God, that You would just encourage each and every Christian to get involved in this matter of Bible memorization, Bible meditation. And Lord, I think in a year's time, I think if we stuck with it for a year and we have a testimony, maybe we'll do this. We have a testimony time a year from now or 6 months from now. I think folks would stand to their feet one after another and begin to tell about how transformed their lives have been, how differently they think, how differently they are. Because we put ourselves in a position where we just don't come 3 times a week and hear a little Bible, read 2 or 3 verses in the morning and then lay it down, but it's with us all the time. And then shalt thou be prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success.